Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. To the Shannon Joy Show. Well, hello world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. It is Thursday, March 14th, and I have in the Joy Virtual Studio with me a very, very, very special guest. She is a warrior. She is a fighter. She is among the COVID-19 vaccine injured, a group that has been gaslit and ignored. They are suffering. They're finding their voices and they're fighting back. They're organizing and bringing attention to the plight of the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of vaccine injured in the United States of America. I made a promise to all of you. I made a promise to this audience and also to them that we would not let their stories die in darkness. We would not let this election season go by without platforming them on a regular basis. And I am so blessed and honored to welcome, as one of my first guests on this topic in the Joy Virtual Studio, the very beautiful and amazing Lindsay Nicole House out of North Carolina, one of those rare voices in the early days of COVID-19 and the rollout of the vaccine, who took to Twitter and literally just bared her soul to so many. One of those vaccine injured, beautiful, vibrant, healthy, athletic, a nurse, a registered nurse. She did her duty, took the vaccine, and tragically has suffered with myriad health impacts since then. Lindsay, welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. Thank you so much for being with me today and sharing your story with my audience.
I'm so glad to be here. I'm excited. I love you.
I love You're so amazing. I've been following you and Bree Dressen and all of the wonderful people over at React 19, which is just the most amazing organization. I want to give everyone some links. You can follow Lindsay on Twitter at House Lindsay RN. It's LYNDSEY. Please also follow React 19. Their handle is React19.org, and you can donate and support that organization at React19.org. Lindsay was among some of the earliest vaccine injured in the United States of America. And today we are here to hear her story. She was injured by the mandated jabs from her employer. She's never had COVID, but it hit nearly every organ in her body, minus her lungs and her sense of taste and smell. We're going to go through just horrifying, horrifying medical impact and what happened to Lindsay. But before we get started, please tell everyone about you and your life and what you were doing before COVID-19 and this extraordinary journey that you've embarked upon.
Yeah, so I was always an athlete, like you said. So I spent my younger years since I was four playing softball, basketball, volleyball, all the way to college. And I was actually being scouted to go professional in softball, but
Amazing.
I turned it down to go to the medical field. And I was always so healthy. I didn't have a primary care doctor, only my pediatrician since I was little. So the only ailment I had prior to the injection was a pollen allergy. So I took daily Claritin for it. So super healthy. If I got sick, I would just see the athletic trainer at school, or I would just go to urgent care, nothing big, no surgical history, just top of the line health. And I actually pulled my pharmacy childhood records, and the last time I had anything filled, and it was an antibiotic, was 2008. So I was, pretty young in my early 20s. I'm 38 now. So I've been healthy all my life. And then I got the injection, and then my world was flipped upside down.
And so you were employed at the time at a medical institution, 34 years old, roughly, in perfect health, perfect condition, just living the American dream and pursuing your livelihood and your passion. And please tell me about, in the audience, about the decision to get vaccinated, what your thoughts were about COVID-19 when it first happened. You were on the front lines. I have so many in my family and in my friend group. Again, they were healthcare providers and on those front lines. What was your experience with COVID-19 when it first rolled out? Were you a political person? Did you immediately have some questions about it? I'm just very curious as to how you reacted to the original lockdowns and the worst pandemic ever as it rolled out across the US.
So I was a brand new grad nurse. I graduated 2019. I had been in the ER for 9 years prior, but not as a nurse. So I went back to nursing school at 30 and graduated. And I started off in the ICU and in the ER. So when COVID hit, I had just been released for from orientation. So here I am, a baby nurse, don't know anything. And here comes this huge pandemic. So I did work in the COVID ICU some. I would get floated there, mostly in the intermediate care center, which is the step down unit. So I saw all the stuff that was happening. I didn't want to get vaccinated. Reasons why I didn't trust it was it. I didn't trust how long it came out. It was too quick. There wasn't enough studies. My main thing was infertility because I haven't had children yet. And I was like, they haven't even tested on pregnant women and children. Like, I don't want to get it. But then every single day we were getting coerced. We were getting bullied. We were getting threatened at work. You're going to kill your mom. You're going to kill your grandma. You're going to bring this home. You're going to kill your patient. So I watched 30 and 40 year career nurses just have mental breakdowns because their backs were literally against the wall. They say we had a choice, but we had no choice. You had to choose between your livelihood. And depending on your situation, everybody was in a different situation. I mean, given with what information we were given at the time, people tried to make the best decisions that they could. But they also were at first were not offering religious or medical exemptions. They then had to go back and change that because it's illegal. They had to at least offer a religious exemption. And a lot were denying the exemptions. So there was another piece of the puzzle that we had to go through. So we were getting it in all directions. It was not a good time of our lives because we were scared. We didn't know what was going on. And then the lockdowns came. And the funny thing is, when we were in lockdowns and we were still working as, critical employees, which we never received hazard pay or anything for, which was another big thing. We didn't see as many patients or the hospital capacity that they had featured on the media, maybe in some of the big cities, but we don't know. Like in my little town in North Carolina, we didn't have that. We were being sent home from shifts because there was not enough patients to take care of. We didn't see the influx of patients until the shot rolled out early 2021, and that's when we started seeing the sick people, and then that's when the war zone broke out, is what I call it.
The war zone. We're talking to Lindsay Nicole House. She is speaking out about her COVID-19 very severe vaccine injury and her experience. as a registered nurse working in the belly of the beast in North Carolina. I can tell you, Lindsay, that your experience in your small town of North Carolina mirrors the experience that I had among those who I was constantly communicating with within the hospital systems, multiple hospital systems in Rochester, New York. And if you remember, New York was the belly of the beast. This was where it was the worst. And I can corroborate your story. I was talking to registered nurses, people working in urgent cares and hospitals and emergency rooms and COVID floors, and they were saying everything is empty. The hospitals are empty. They're sending us home.
Was like a ghost town, and that's why I think you saw the TikTok videos. How much of that was staged and propaganda? You never know, but yeah, that's why.
The nurses had plenty of time to do creepy TikTok videos that were exactly the same from Spain to France to the United States of America. And so you're in this. And so some of this does not feel right to you. And again, that corroborates a lot of stories that the real tragedy, the war zone, didn't break out until the release of the COVID-19 vaccine. So you were coerced, you were pressured and bullied. You didn't feel you even had the opportunity to get a religious exemption or a philosophical exemption or a medical exemption. And the peer pressure and the pressure from hospital staff was enormous, intense in New York State. Tens of thousands of hospital workers, healthcare workers were fired, my mother included. She was one of the nurses, 25 years as a nurse in an area hospital, and she was fired along with so many others. In other states, it varied. But Lindsay, can you tell us about the decision finally to get the vaccine and what happened then? And then we'll go to break. And when we come back, we can talk about your reaction and the beginning of the nightmare for you. But when did you decide, okay, I'm done with this, I'm sick of the pressure, my back's against the wall, to use your words, which is just devastating to even conceive of, right? When did you decide to get the vaccine and how did you feel about that?
So I decided to get it. It rolled out December 11th, 2020, and I remember an article that the hospital had put out, putting rumors and conspiracy theories to rest. And the guy who brought the article out, his name was Mark J. King, and he was our vice president of innovations and research. And his previous job before coming to our facility was a clinical master scientist with Pfizer. So that also shows you how
Pfizer, with Pfizer.
this runs, yes.
Okay.
And so I decided to get my vaccine, and I didn't. It was a very emotional day because it's like you're doing something that you really don't want to do, but you have to do, type of thing. It's hard to describe. Only if you were in that situation, you'll know. But I got my first one was Moderna, and that was December 23rd of 2020. I had just, your regular, what they call, side effects, your body aches, fever. It went away in 48 hours. That was fine. I got my second one, January 25th, 2021. It did the same thing, except for this time I had like these weird, neuropathy type nerve stuff going on, and I felt like this internal vibration. It was super strange. And then I also had a syncopal episode, and that's where you pass out. So I did faint without cause or reason, just got really dizzy and fainted. And then it went away in 48 hours. I was, back to my normal self. So that was January 2021. So in August of 2021, we as a group, I had transferred from the ER and the ICU to the oncology center across the street. It was an ambulatory outpatient center. So I was there learning everything about oncology and hematology. And as a group, we had decided to go get our antigen and antibody levels tested just to see what they were, to see how much protection we were getting from the shot. So everybody in the office did it. Mine was like 2,000. The rest of them, it was like 5, 300, super low.
Wow.
And I was like, We thought at the time, you know, they were telling us this is good antibodies, this is protection. I was like, okay. So that was my count then. So in December 29th, 2021 is when I got my Pfizer. And the reason I got my booster, they were starting to push heavily to mandate the boosters at work. They hadn't yet mandated them, but they were offering us stuff like you don't have to wear your mask at work unless you're front facing a patient. We can offer you paid time off, 40 hours of vacation time, you know, stuff like that. Just, you know, just bribing. And I was married at the time, and me and my husband, we had decided, you know, let's try for a baby. I was 36. It was like it's time. I had transferred from the war zone into a more stable environment at the cancer center. That was my main concern because I was like, it was so high stress. Like every day you would just have this anxious pit of feeling just going to work because you know what hell you were going into. And so I decided to get it because I didn't want to be mandated to get it while I was pregnant, and that's where we were heading. So I got it. I had your run-of-the-mill same thing happened. And the reason I got Pfizer, mind you, I got Moderna the first two. Our infectious disease doctor was telling us that he was researching, and they were telling him that if you cross-matched, it would give you more protection. So a lot of employees cross-matched the vaccines. So they got their first two, Moderna and Pfizer, and then they would switch it. So I
On
got
what
it.
scientific basis would that
I
ever
don't
make
know.
any sense, right? Like,
It's like the blind leading the blind, and we were not given informed consent whatsoever because nobody knew what was going on and what was going to happen.
you never knew that you could potentially have side effects. At that point, you had been working within the medical community post-vaccine rollout. Were you guys seeing anything strange? Were you having discussions as
No.
colleagues about, you know, potential
Nothing.
vaccine injury? No, it was nothing there. You were just
It was
kind of
all
going.
COVID. It was all COVID. All the virus. So I had your same reaction and it kindly went away in 48 hours. But on day 10, I came back and I was actually in cytokine storm, but I didn't know it. So I had tachycardia, so high heart rate, high blood pressure. I had like facial flushing, hot flashes, dizziness. I would pass out. I had tremors in my hands, like the full nine. So basically, my body was in cytokine storm, full chaos, inflammation, systemic. It was just, I didn't know it. So I had went to the doctor. It was my first doctor's appointment, and I got diagnosed right off the bat. I got gaslighted with anxiety, depression, OCD, ADHD and PTSD, and it didn't address or fix what I came to the physician for. They just
Everything
brushed it off.
was in your head at that point, and
Exactly.
you, yeah, and this is day 10 again after the third vaccination that Lindsay underwent on December 29th, 2021, and that was, I'm sorry, yeah, 21. That was the Pfizer vaccine after two Modernas. Today we're talking to Lindsay Nicole House. She is such a brave soul. She is working with React19.org, supporting the vaccine injured in the United States of America, telling her story. She's going to be traveling down to Florida on Friday. That's tomorrow for a very, very, very important live streamed event, COVID vaccine injuries, a crisis hidden in plain sight. They are going down to Florida, to bring together doctors, lawyers, psychotherapists, pastors, victims to unite against the historic vaccine injuries. We're going to learn more about that. An amazing lineup here of just absolute warriors. This is at the Villages in Florida, and so we want to hear about that event and promote that for you. Please follow Lindsay on Twitter. Her handle is out at HouseLindsayRN. You can support React 19 at react19.org. You can find Lindsay and all of her work. She's done an enormous amount of research and commentary on the vaccines, vaccine injury, how it manifests in different people, just a absolute wealth of information. I hope to get to some of that, Lindsay, as we move on through this interview, because you are such an amazing resource and a source of hope to so many other people who are suffering from vaccine injury. So when we come back, we're going to continue this story, day 10, and everything changes. Her entire life changes, everything. In a moment, because she was coerced, she was forced, she was manipulated into getting a vaccine, multiple vaccines against her will. We're going to continue this discussion in a moment here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hello, friends. Shannon Joy here for Kinecta Mobile. In a world where every message could be watched and every move tracked, your privacy is not just a preference, it's a necessity. Introducing the ultimate guardian of your digital life, Kinecta Mobile. With Kinecta, experience the safety of military-grade encrypted messages, where your conversations are yours and yours alone. No data tracking, no eyes on your information, just pure unbreachable privacy. For total phone security and privacy, check out our new sponsors over at Kinecta. Visit www.phone123.com/joy or call them today at 941-246-2156. Guys, this is military-grade technology in the palm of your hands, because privacy isn't a feature, it's your right. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy and take back control with Kinecta Mobile. Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. We are joined today by Lindsay Nicole House. She is among the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of severely vaccine injured in the United States of America. It is the elephant in the room. It's hidden in plain sight. It's ignored not only by doctors and pediatricians, people within the medical freedom across the country, as they gaslight patients into believing that these things are in their head, but also both political parties, our political apparatus, all of the bureaucracies, mainstream news media, left-wing news media, right-wing news media, nothing, no one wants to acknowledge this mass death and mass injury event that was perpetrated against the American people. And we're not going to let this die in darkness. On Friday, March 15th, I want to invite all of you to watch on Rumble, COVID vaccine injuries, a crisis hidden in plain sight that's happening at the Villages in Florida. Lindsay will be among the presenters of that very, very important talk. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit on the program. I will link everything in the show notes underneath this program so you guys can go to the links and you can watch this as it happens live, real time in Florida. Lindsay, let's go back to your tragic, I mean, just tragic story. So healthy, married, trying for a baby, you're pursuing your American dream. You have everything at your fingertips in North Carolina, athletic, everything. And COVID-19, then the vaccine rollout, then the destructive, disgusting coercion and mandate of COVID-19 vaccines for hospital workers, which you talked about in the last segment. You got three vaccines. The last was a Pfizer. And 10 days later, your entire world changed. Can you tell everyone about that and then talk about your journey, to figure out what was going on and then get healthy? Well, as healthy as you can, right?
Healthy as I can.
Yeah.
So cytokine storm hit. So I was having your high blood pressure, high heart rate. My hair started falling out. I know if you've seen some of my pictures, they're pretty drastic in my appearance. Also, I got the shingles, reactivated Epstein-Barr virus, and
Oh.
that's when I after that I started to really go downhill. And it's funny that one of my doctors who's actually treated me and diagnosed me with my injury, he saved my life. This was May of 2022. And so I came back to work after having the shingles, and I was maybe there for a week, and then I couldn't work anymore. They had to pull me. But the way that my coworkers treated me, they treated me horribly. They call me a conspiracy theorist, hypochondriac, but Meanwhile, they watched me decline physically and just bullying. So,
Oh my word. So you get this vaccine. 10 days later, you have the onset of all of these injuries, the cytokine storm. You develop the shingles, your hair is falling out, you're declining physically. How long was that time period before you got that last vaccine and then had to exit work where you couldn't work anymore?
4 months.
4 months. And in that 4 months, you're saying to your coworkers, listen, I got this vaccine. This happened 10 days later. I don't understand this. You're talking to them about your symptoms, and they're mocking you and shaming you, calling you a conspiracy theorist, gaslighting you. How must that, I mean, how did that impact you in this time when you're just not, you're feeling so terrible, you're confused and you're, what was that?
Condition worse.
Yeah.
So I had asked for accommodations, and the same accommodations I asked for, they actually wrote me up. And the goal for them was to try to commit me to a mental institute, but that's when my doctor pulled me out of work and diagnosed me and said, "No, she's sick. This is vaccine injury." That's when we started doing all the testing and learned about I was in cytokine storm. My monocyte lines were transfected with spike protein, and that's what really got me sick.
Can you tell
But
me
the
about how
doctor,
you found how did you find this doctor that finally affirmed what you were sensing, what you were experiencing, rather than gaslighting you? When did that happen?
was blessed.
Yeah.
I actually worked with him in the ER, so he knew me for my baseline and knew me prior to being sick. And he had actually heard that I had the shingles, and he reached out and he's like, "How did you get the shingles? And what in the world? You're too young for that and you're healthy. Why did that happen?" And I said, "I don't know, but since then, this is what's happened. I've progressed." And I told him all my symptoms. And he said, "Lindsay, you are a textbook vaccine injury." And the reason he knows, because the hospital we worked at, he was actually the medical director of the ER. And when the mask mandate and the shot mandate came out, he was against it and spoke out. And the hospital told him he could either abide or hit the road. So he hit the road and he went to work with Bruce Patterson in California at the long haul COVID clinic.
Wow.
And that's where he started to learn everything and did the research. And he brought it back to North Carolina and he opened up his clinics here in North Carolina. So he has treated tons of vaccine injury, tons of long COVID. If you are in North Carolina and need someone to validate you and that's not going to gaslight you, let me know. I won't say his name on here. I like to keep him my secret. But
Yeah.
please reach out to me or Shannon and we can get you some information.
Absolutely.
But he saved my life. Whenever he got me, I was pretty much almost dead until he started treatment. And then I started, slowly get better. But the thing that took out my hair, I had shingles on my scalp and I had a fungal infection. And it completely took out the top portion of my hair. It took out my eyebrows and my eyelashes. The fungus had embedded and made a biofilm. And it was the strangest thing that we'd ever seen.
Unbelievable. So what was the official, or what is at this point? So this began your journey to figure out what happened to you, what was happening in your body, what the COVID vaccine was doing to your body, and the journey to get well. So at this point, I mean, what was it that would you say you were diagnosed with specifically? I mean, I know it's a host of issues,
I
right?
have a diagnosis now. My only prior one, was the pollen allergy. So now I have a postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. So POTS, you'll hear that said a lot. That's when I stand up, the blood rushes from my heart to my feet and away from my heart and brain. So my heart works harder and I get dizzy because it's not getting blood pumped, it's not getting oxygen. So that's why I pass out and that's why the high heart rates are going. It's
Okay.
part of the autonomic nervous system. We still don't know much about it, and there's no treatments or cures. We can only, do the symptoms. So
Okay.
some days I can't even stand up longer than 20 minutes, So doing like chores or bathing or like dishes or even cooking a meal is sometimes a task, and we don't have the energy, with it. but I got
Well,
caught
even
in a
today, if I can just tell the
yeah.
audience, we were slated to do this interview and we're texting back and forth, and in your say, okay, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna wash my hair and do my hair. And then, we're texting and you needed to rest for a while because it just took so much out of you to be up and about. And I just can't imagine that. I can't imagine a life like that. And I'm just so sorry you have to deal with it, Lindsay.
That sucks. I wash my hair for you, Shannon. I love you.
Oh, it's beautiful. And it's coming back in beautifully.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know Lindsay, I mean, she took to Twitter. Her handle is at HouseLindsayRN. It's how I found her. Very brutal, very honest, very devastating video diary of what was happening to her when she was being gaslit. The images of you after you had lost your hair, just desperate, desperate videos uploaded as you were reaching out for other people on Twitter, probably trying to help people and warn them about the vaccines. And this is how I found you so long ago, but also connecting with the medical freedom community and this truth community that I'm a part of, but really just utterly, utterly devastating. It is wonderful to see your beautiful hair and to see it coming back in. And you really look like, I mean, I think being validated and treated, for the injuries that you have sustained probably has something to do that, but also being around people who understand and aren't mocking or gaslighting can be a huge thing. But let's go back to the list of what has happened to your body. I really want the audience to understand the extent of these vaccine the injuries that you sustained because of the COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine. So the POTS is the first, but go ahead.
And the, another one is MCAS, you'll hear a lot of. It's mast cell activation syndrome. And that's when we get a lot of inflammation and histamine release. So you'll see a lot of allergies, food allergies, medicine allergies. We are very sensitive to loud noises, bright lights, smells. Sometimes we can't go out in the sun, it hurts our skin. So we have a lot of autoimmune type symptoms, but the thing is the testing's not correlating and not picking up. So it's like it's mimicking it.
Okay, interesting.
So POTS, MCAS, I have mitochondrial failure, I have nitric oxide failure. I have tinnitus every now and then. I have the tachycardia palpitations. And they actually diagnosed inappropriate sinus tachycardia was the official diagnosis. Neuropathy in hands and feet. I have joint pains and swelling all over. My feet sometimes, bless their heart, are like little sausages. Not getting good blood flow. Also have microclots. I just got diagnosed with that. They were graded a 3.5 out of 4, moderate and widespread. And these are the amyloid fiber and microclots. So they're the ones that's not going to be picked up on a, ultrasound test or anything like that.
Oh my
We're still
God.
trying to treat that. I'm on triple anticoagulant therapy. It knocked out my T cells, so my immune system was knocked out. So it's mimicking the vaccine-induced AIDS that you'll hear, the VAIDS that they
The
talk
AIDS
about.
vaccine-induced autoimmune disorder. Yeah.
Even though I don't have the HIV, I'm negative, but it's mimicking it and causing issues. Also, we confirmed I'm a spike protein factory. So the way we did this, we did a cytokine and a monocyte panel, and all three of my monocyte lines in 2022 were infected with spike, and we cleared them because we did another panel last July, and they were all clear. So we did another one this January, no, it was February, because I started declining again. I started to get sick, and I was like, I wonder if my lines are transfected again, and they were. So I am a spike protein factory. We have confirmed that. A lot of us will be, but a lot of us won't. It's still something that needs to be researched. And the first thing that we need is acknowledgement because we don't exist to the public or government or whoever. We've been abandoned for the past 3 years. So we've done all this research on stuff on ourselves. And we have so much evidence and data that they are missing out on and that the public needs to know. And it's about time we let them know.
Yeah, it must be infuriating and just frustrating to have this just massive group of vaccine injured, and it's as if you don't exist. And this is coming from all sides of the political aisle, mainstream media. I mean, it's really just within the medical freedom movement that this is being acknowledged. And
Or we're anecdotal or rare, but they're not studying us. So how are we, what are we supposed to do? So taking it upon ourselves, they're not going to save us. We have to save ourselves. So
Well, and Lindsay House is a fighter. She is fighting for her health. Not only is she fighting for her own life and her own health, but she is telling her story and she is donating her time and her energy to raise awareness for so many millions of Americans who have been inflicted with these type of ailments and adverse events, and just really doing unbelievable work. I want to talk about that when we come back, Lindsay. And please, if you guys want to support Lindsay, I want to encourage you to go to Lindsay RN and her Linktree. It's LYNDSEYRN and her Linktree. You can donate to support her and help cover some of her medical bills and this terrible, terrible journey that she never deserved, but she happens to be on. She needs your help. The vaccine injured need our help. Please follow her on Twitter at House Lindsay RN. You can find all of her information there. And please consider setting up contributions to React 19, which is the organization that is refusing to let these stories die in darkness. So when we come back, Lindsay, we're going to talk about being abandoned and being suppressed, your stories being suppressed, and what that's been like, and how it has been, how you guys have been able to kind of penetrate, get the word out, and what you're seeing in the vaccine injured community. How are they doing? Is it growing? Is it, what kind of help do they need? I want to hear about all those things when we come back with this very, very brave soul and a forever friend of the Shannon Joy Show. And we are going to meet one day, and I'm going to give you a hug.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. We'll be back in a moment right here on the Shannon Joy Show.
Quinn Pittman's goat milk laundry soap is a hit.
Hey, Miss Valerie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Quinn. Thank you.
My sister loves taking music lessons with you.
Oh, I love teaching her music lessons. She's a great student, an absolute joy to work with.
She also said how much you love our laundry soap.
I sure do. I can hardly believe how little amount of soap I have to use. My clothing smells fresh, it's great, and my clothing has never been softer. I also really appreciate that your soap does not use any harsh or harmful chemicals, and I love knowing that my family is a lot healthier now.
That's the difference between detergents that you buy at the store and our soap, which is made with raw goat milk.
Well, what you guys are doing is great. I love it, I appreciate it, and I am a lifelong customer.
Well, that's great. I'll see you at church on Sunday.
Sounds great. See you then.
Get your goat milk laundry soap today at qpgoatsoap.com. qpgoatsoap.com.
Welcome back to the Shannon Joy Show. Today, joined by Lindsay Nicole House. She is a fierce advocate for the vaccine injured in the United States of America, and she is fighting for her own life and health, tragically, horrifically injured by the COVID-19 vaccine. Yet still in the United States of America today, Lindsay, we have a presidential election coming up, two candidates, both parties, both unwilling to even talk about the vaccines or the lockdowns or the plight of millions of Americans who were injured. How angry does that make you? How frustrated are you and the people around you with this continued gaslighting, this time not from your doctor or the healthcare community, but from politicians and bureaucrats and even conservative media? We should know better about this. How are you guys feeling about that at this point?
So we are extremely frustrated. Like I said, our identities, basically, we haven't existed. They haven't acknowledged us, but yet they help everyone else. They always, preach no American left behind, but you're leaving behind a bunch of Americans, and they know about us. We've met with them. We've had hearings. I mean, we're suing the government. There's a class action. There's six of them in our group that's suing the government and Joe Biden for censorship because of the massive suppression that we've received. I mean, I've been restricted on Facebook, Twitter, and not Twitter, but Instagram, TikTok. I've been banned, and Twitter's our only platform where we can speak freely. So I'm very grateful for that. But also, we get very suppressed on this platform as well. Not getting the reach that, we deserve or the acknowledgement. And that's the thing. Once they acknowledge us, we can get this research going and get these people treated and get some better quality of life going. And for God's sakes, help some compensation. We need to liquidate these pharmacy companies because they have committed fraud. We didn't get informed consent. And the American people are in financial ruins over this. I have some vaccine injured who are contemplating, suicide. I mean, we've had massive amounts of suicides. And then also lots of homeless. I mean, they can't pay for their bills. They can't work. They have no insurance. They just need help. And like you said, the React 19 fund, if you donate to it, it goes straight to the injured's pocket. The government's paid out. This is the compensation program that we're offered that we get denied. 97% get denied. There's over 12,000 in the queue right now. They paid out six people for less than $20,000. So about 4 grand, maybe a piece. That's it for their injuries.
And that's
And
the CKIP program. Yeah.
CICP. And the React 19 Care Fund, if you donate to it, we've paid out over $750,000 to over 100 plus vaccine injured. I'm one of the ones that has received it, and it's legit. It goes straight to their pocket. None of it goes to the organization whatsoever. So a lot of people don't know that, and it's very that would help them a lot. Because
Absolutely.
we have a waiting list that people are on, because as we start to get further into this, I mean, we're almost 3 years. Some of us are injured 3 years plus. We're starting to get sicker. Our bodies are starting to tire down, and we're starting to see a lot of disease processes that we don't want to see. And a lot of us are young. So we want to help people. We want to help children. We got to pull this off the market to investigate, because if not, there's not going to be a future for them. There's not with what we're seeing in us as a community, as adults. I just can't imagine.
Yeah, the shots need to be pulled immediately. They need to be off the market. I'm glad you're going to the state of Florida. There's a little bit of action there from Surgeon General Joe Latipo. We've seen an opening to the potential pulling of these vaccines off the shelf. But I think the politicians in Florida need a little bit more nudging. And so I think that's a really good place to begin. Brianne Drossin is one of the co-founders or the founder of React19.org. And you guys have seen her testify in multiple hearings in Washington, D.C., probably, and in state panel hearings across the country. And this organization is dedicated, number one, to getting, justice for the victims. You mentioned six class action lawsuits and also raising money to help the vaccine injured. And you are among those injured, Lindsay. Where are you in the status of your treatment? What has your doctor found? Have you found anything to be helpful, beneficial? Is there anything on the horizon, new research, new protocols, new ideas that you have seen that are giving you hope, and maybe other people who have been vaccine injured, giving them hope as well?
So we've had to go back and adjust. It just depends symptom month by month, what the lab shows, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's very tailored. So some things that have helped me tremendously is Cardio Miracle. It's a nitric oxide booster. It helps with blood flow. I can tell a difference when I take it and when I don't. It's a powder. You put it into your drink and drink it.
Okay.
It's got all kinds of phytonutrients, vitamins. It's got the whole shebang. Judy Mikovits talks about it a lot.
She's a
Another
rock
thing that's,
star.
yeah, she is.
There's a rock star right there.
Yeah,
She's
for
like
sure.
an original gangster of all of this.
She's OG.
I need to get her on. If you can help me get her on the program, I would love to have her on the program along with Bree Drossin.
I can get Brie on here for sure,
We'll
but
get Bree.
Judy, I'll try to. I'm trying to get with her myself. But the Cardio Miracle, low dose naltrexone. Now it's a prescription. And given in high doses, we would give it to our ICU patients who are in heroin or alcohol withdrawal. But in very, very tiny low dose, it does the opposite effect, and it helps with inflammation and like neurocognitive stuff. So like your brain fog and stuff like that.
Okay.
Another thing, of course, is ivermectin,
Yeah.
and hydroxychloroquine. Those are
Okay.
my other two lifesavers. And then the thing that helped clear the monocyte lines that I was talking about. So my monocyte lines were infected at the CCR5 and receptor site area. So we actually used, funny enough, off-label an HIV drug called maraviroc.
Okay.
Mind you, I don't have HIV, but I do have the VADs. It was mimicking it. And this is the reason why, because that receptor site at the CCR5 was affected. The HIV med is a CCR5 inhibitor. So that means it inhibits the spike to bind because it's binding to that receptor,
Okay.
if that makes sense.
Yeah,
So it's kind of
absolutely.
like Forrest Gump, seats taken, can't sit here. So I was on HIV med. I've been on prostate medicine for my hair. It's a DHT blocker, hormone blocker. And a lot of men have been using it for male pattern baldness as well. They don't like to use it in women a lot, like I said, because it can, you can grow facial hair and get real deep voice and, that sort of thing. But we use it intermittently to help that as well. So we're using a lot of off-label medicines and that are working. So that's a big key takeaway. Also, supplement-wise, you have your bromelain, your curcumin, your natokinase, stuff like that. But those have been my key ones that I use. Of course, we're always trying stuff. I suggest if you're trying stuff, do it by itself so that you know it's that you're reacting to if you do have a reaction, because we have to be careful because we're already sick, so we don't know what it's going to do to us, and we don't want to make people worse. So you just got to use your common sense and your good judgment.
Lindsay, what are some of the injuries and ailments that you're seeing among other vaccine injured? Do they tend to mimic what you're seeing, or is it kind of a different experience for every person? And what levels of injury? Do you have certain levels where, it's not as bad as what happened to you, and it's something that is a little more treatable? What are you seeing there?
So a lot of the injured can be like me, where you have just the full buffet of all kinds of symptoms and every body system is affected. We're seeing a lot of neurological issues, a lot of new onset dementia, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, CIDP, Guillain-Barré syndrome, transverse myelitis. And we're seeing on some of our follow-up scans brain shrinkage. So that's a big thing that the public needs to be aware about is the brain shrinkage, because they're not studying this and they need to know. And this is one of the reasons why we're seeing the decline in neuro stuff. We're also seeing lots of cardiac stuff, your myocarditis. And some of it's not being picked up on cardiac MRIs or echoes, and they're doing PET scans and they're seeing the myocarditis. And that's, definitely needs to be talked about, because the amount of athletes that have dropped dead from, God knows we know what it is, but since 2021, when the shots came out, I mean, that right there is alarming in itself and unprecedented, because, you'd have athletes that would, collapse every now and then, but not at this level, not at this rate. And the ones that are doing it on TV and celebrities, they're not talking about it. There's actually not a lot of celebrities talking about it, but there are a lot of celebrities injured.
That's right.
I do know that. We have one, Jessica Sutta. She's our Pussycat Doll singer. She's vaccine injured and speaks out. She's one of the only one of the celebrities, but she knows a bunch of them, but they won't because of career suicide and losing money and endorsements. So it's very sad. I wish they would, because we could help them and it would help our platform as well.
So many athletes. Damar Hamlin is the Buffalo Bills player that collapsed tragically. He hasn't really been back on the field. He is playing for Buffalo Bills, but he has not been on the field. And it's just It's just awful. I have two anecdotal stories. It's very terrible. I feel like every week I have two or three new firsthand anecdotals from people that I know personally who tell me the story. One, a young 17-year-old, perfectly healthy, phenomenal athlete, died in her sleep overnight, out of the blue, no explanation, absolutely tragic. Another dear friend has a neighbor, a young mom, two small children in her mid-30s, who I kid you not, Lindsay, has been diagnosed. I think the diagnosis is mad cow disease or prion
Yep,
disease,
prion
like,
diseases.
which is rapid onset neurological degeneration. Like, you just literally.
Misfolded. So the spike is producing foreign proteins in our body that they haven't even identified, and they actually detected the prions and prions in muscle skeletal tissue in a long COVID study,
Oh my
and they're
word.
studying it pretty hardcore in Japan because they're seeing a lot in the deer population with the mad cow disease and stuff. So if that is, a contender, people need to know about that because it's super contagious, super deadly, and it's not going to be good for anyone for the
That's
future.
insane. That's insane. When do you ever hear of mad cow
Never.
disease? And like, that's just unbelievable. And it's not the first time I've heard of that. This is why, I mean, this is, I, you know, and it's amazing to really understand, like, your spirit here. You want this information to get out because you guys want to help people. There are people beyond those who are involved with React 19 in your organization that need help. We need all hands on deck. We need a Manhattan Project style, like, national, worldwide effort to understand what happened
This
and
is
to
the
fix it.
pandemic.
Yeah.
This is the pandemic.
The pandemic of the
Where are
vaccinated.
the trials? And now this is the pandemic.
Well, and listen, for those of you who are unvaccinated and you think you dodged a bullet, you probably did in a sense. But if it is true that this can be transmitted via shedding, if it's true that this can be transmitted through bodily fluids, if it's true that this can cause other ailments and diseases that are communicable, that can spread, like, guys.
Nobody, your vax status doesn't matter at this point. You're going to get shed
Unbelievable.
on, or you're going to get the virus, or you're going to get the shot. So
And so
people need.
this should be a way. This is why I say, everyone says to me, no one cares about COVID anymore, Shannon. No, it's over. No one cares about the vaccine. You better care about the vaccine.
We're
You better
also
care.
seeing low sperm counts in our men in our community. I've been advising vax and unvax. Get your sperm counts checked. I have a 20-year-old and a 34-year-old with zero sperm counts. Zero.
Unbelievable. Lindsay is at the front line of all of this, guys. Please follow her. She puts out phenomenal information. Aside from her personal story, her personal journey, she is sharing this information to help other people. Truly, truly a hero, a selfless act. You must follow her and support her. Her handle is at House Lindsay RN on Twitter. When we come back, we're going to talk about what we're going to do next. I know that you are also undergoing some more testing that could shed some light on where this is going. And I want to hear more about your amazing event. I want you to tell us all about what's happening at the Villages in Florida tomorrow on Friday. This is so important. COVID vaccine injuries, a crisis hidden in plain sight. You guys can get all of the information on this in the show notes. You can link on the Rumble channel to view it live. And we're going to hear about all of that when we come back right here on the final segment of the Shannon Joy Show. Hey everyone, if you are anything like me, you live your life on your phone, working, banking, shopping, connecting with friends and family. But in the digital shadows are rogue apps, watching your every move, collecting that data, and in the silence are spies listening to your private conversations. Feeling paranoid? Well, me too. And you're not alone. With Kinecta Mobile, peace of mind is one tap away. Leveraging military-grade encryption, Kinecta shields your data, ensuring your conversations and information stay private. Build a fortress around your digital life starting at just $35 a month. You'll get an encrypted device, data and conversations, no data tracking, and a free secure phone with trade-in. Do not compromise on privacy. Take control with Kinecta. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Now is the time for peace of mind, and you can get it with Kinecta. Welcome back, everyone, to the final segment of the Shannon Joy Show. Today, it is Thursday, March 14th. We are talking to a very, very special guest, Lindsay Nicole House. Her handle is at HouseLindsayRN on Twitter. Her absolutely tragic and devastating videos captured the imagination and the attention of so many Americans on Twitter as she shared with the world her horrific reaction to COVID-19 vaccines, the health impacts. And now she is sharing her fight to save her health, to battle against this, and to restore her health with the nation, also supporting other vaccine injured in the U.S. and also speaking out to raise awareness and alarm from the unvaccinated, even people who haven't been vaccine injured or who haven't gotten the vaccine. These health impacts are going to impact the entire country if we don't get a handle on this. And that's her message today. Please support her and follow her at HouseLindsayRN on Twitter. So Lindsay, final segment of the Shannon Joy Show. Tell everyone about where you are now, what you guys are doing tomorrow down in Florida, and how you are galvanizing momentum and ringing the alarm bell, reaching more people. What can people expect in Florida tomorrow?
So we're going to the Villages in Florida, and it's the biggest retirement community in the United States.
Oh,
so
yeah.
65 over.
Yeah. And everyone knows the Villages. All the commercials, all the, you know, the sprightly, yeah, this sprightly older folks, retirees on their golf carts, and it just looks fabulous. It makes me want
to. They got it going on down there.
They do.
That's where I need to go permanently. Right, right. But Dr. Maria Vic Villa, she has been treating the Villages patients, and she's treated over 2,000 of them. And they have questions. They want answers. They are scared to speak out. They don't have a voice. So what we did, we had an event, I can't remember, it was like last month. And some of us went down. I didn't get to go down, but I did a Zoom call. And we put it together just for them so that we shared our story so it would give them encouragement to share theirs. And then after the event, we recorded their videos and their testimonies. So that way their voices heard. And also while they were at the event, someone actually had a stroke while they were there and they were vaccine injured. So they got quickly treated and taken to the hospital, which was good. I mean, you don't want to have a stroke, but they were in the right place at the right time, surrounded by the right people.
Right.
And they've done well in their recovery since then. I've been checking on their status. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Villa and Nick Catarano and a group of us put together this event so that we can get their voices amplified and that so that they can get the correct information and the truth as well.
And so this is happening. There is going to be a live stream on Rumble and just a great
I'll probably live stream it too on Twitter.
Oh, on Twitter as well. Okay, I'll share that out. And that's tomorrow. Todd Callender is going to be there. He's been on the show before. He was on my Daily Clout platform. A lot of great Dr. Joseph Sansone. Now, he's the fellow who has filed the writ of mandamus?
Habeas. Is it habeas? I don't know.
Mandamus, Corpus Christi, writ of habeas. I don't know. Something. But very interesting development there, compelling and I'm sorry, I just don't have that at the top of my head, but compelling the Florida State Legislature and the governor of Florida to remove the COVID-19 vaccines from the market because of vaccine injury. And his paper, I mean, the legal document is hefty. I mean, it's really, really interesting. It's made a lot of waves on Twitter. So that's very interesting. You'll be able to hear from him. Dr. Brian Huack, I believe is how you pronounce his name. Some really great speakers here. And what are you guys going to be talking about? Just, you know, the variety of different injuries and treatments and the legalities of everything?
So I'll be talking about, so I started on Twitter. It's called the Vax Injured Lounge Community.
Yes.
So I have spaces. If you follow me on Twitter, go to my profile and hit the bell. So when I go live, it'll alert you when I go live. But we have spaces that we do. It's pretty, sometimes daily, sometimes not. Just depends on how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. And we'll have special guests that come in. So
okay. So tell me about it. The Vax Injured Lounge. And this is when you come together, sometimes daily, sometimes weekly. Mm-hmm. And just communicate.
We talk about what's going on and share our results, our labs, you know, any new diagnosis, anything that's helping us. So we've built our own little army. And, you know, we've been playing doctor ourselves because honestly, the doctors were so complicated. They're going to have a whole team from each specialty to work on us. Not one doctor's going to be able to take us on after they research us, you know. So that's a huge hurdle. But yeah, we built this community and that's what we talk about daily. So we're learning off of each other and giving our information in there. So if you have questions, please come join us. And if you, you know, or just curious and want to know more, just come support us. That's all we ask. We don't like trolls and we don't like anybody causing any interruptions because it's a very safe environment and we have to make it safe.
Yeah. Lindsay, who do you like? What are the organizations and the medical doctors and the people out there that you think are doing great work that you can direct this audience to that you have found to be straight shooters and ethical practitioners and really good sources of information and resource?
So actually in Florida, Dr. James Thorpe, he'll be there. He's one of my favorites. And Dr. Ben Marble. Dr. Ben Marble has myfreedoctor.com.
Yep.
He treats, you know, all injuries, doesn't gaslight. Dr. Henry Ely is another good one. Okay. Of course, Dr. McCullough, Pierre Corey. He is actually one of my providers. I have three doctors and he's one of them. Oh, I won't name the other two.
But I love Pierre Corey. We got to get him on again.
He's a hoot. He's a mess, boy.
He makes me
laugh and just we get things done and we talk about like me and you talk about. So
we
have built a wonderful patient physician relationship.
Amazing. Any organization? Well, obviously FLCC.
FLCC. The wellness company is another one. Mm-hmm. Lots of good providers there. Dr. Mackus.
Oh, Dr. Mackus is he's a regular. I mean, he's so good.
He is so good. He's one of the only oncologists too that's speaking up, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
We're having a problem with neurology, rheumatology, and oncology speaking up.
Wow.
And I don't know why. I don't know if it's because they're deep in the pockets of pharma, because those are the specialties that make the most money with the medications because they're super expensive. So I don't know. But if you're neurologist, rheumatologist, or, you know, come help us. We need your help.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so you guys can find everything about the Florida event in the show notes of this show. You've also, Lindsay, had new testing done, recent testing to gain more insight as to what's happening to your body. Can you tell the audience about that process and how that can maybe help you and also help other people as well?
So I'm one of the few that's being currently tested for DNA integration. Okay. And what that means is the DNA plasmids that they found in the vials of Pfizer and Moderna, they're seeing if that DNA, the dirty contaminated DNA, has transcribed and infiltrated into mine. And that's what they are. Actually, they have it in process as we speak, and I should get results back this week. So stay tuned for that. And that will definitely blow the lid off of a lot and will help, I think, in a big way. I hope it's negative for my sake. Regardless of the results, there's nothing you can do if it is integrated, because if it is, they're going to want you to use CRISPR technology, is what they used on us, to fix it. And I'm not going to mess with my genes again. They've already messed with them, and that's just not in the cards. So I'm very transparent, and I've been posting daily on any updates that I get, so everybody is aware. And then once I get the results, I'll bring them on to you, Shan.
I'll have you on the show, okay?
Yeah.
And we'll go through. And these are the findings of McKiernan et al., who recently testified at Ron Johnson's panel hearing in Washington, D.C. And so this is major, right? This
That's
is to
huge.
figure out
It's
if this.
history making. Yeah.
Wow. And what is the CRISPR technology? I hear people talking about that.
So that's where you use gene therapy technology to transcribe into your DNA. So basically, it's cutting into your DNA and inserting wherever, whatever it wants. So
Okay.
it's just messing with your genes.
Yeah. And so you're saying that, say that your genes have been altered by this in order to fix it, what they're saying at this point in order to fix it would be to use that type of technology again. And at this point, you're not into that. You're
I'm not God. I'm not playing God.
Well, I think we need God, Lindsay. I think
We do.
we need some type of spiritual awakening, and I think we all need to just get
Yeah.
on our knees and beg him to save us
Yeah.
and beg for forgiveness as to what we've allowed to happen in this country. It's awful.
It's awful. And we're in a huge spiritual and a informational battle. That's the two wars we're going on. We have been since 2019. This
Yeah.
is World War III, y'all.
Lindsay, has
Then,
this changed your spiritual life? Has
oh yeah,
this, yeah, can you
definitely.
feel comfortable talking about that or?
Yeah. So, I was never really religious, but always spiritual. I believe in God. I was a Christian. I was baptized. I've been saved. I feel like this is a calling, and he chose me for this reason. And I feel like this is my assignment and purpose. And I'm not going to stop until that purpose and assignment is done. But that's a lot of us who are in this movement feel like that, because this is bigger than ourselves. This is humanity. And if we don't get a hold on it, I fear there will be no humanity.
You are a hero, Lindsay. You are such an amazing person, and your
Thank
journey
you.
has been so inspirational. And I will be praying for you constantly. We're going to get my audience praying for you as well. I agree with you 100%. This is a spiritual battle. We are in the midst of just severe darkness right now,
Yeah,
abject evil.
Revelations is playing out before our eyes.
And so we need to get a handle on this. We need to get on our knees and beg God, I think, in many, many ways to save us. And he uses people, right? He does use people to do that. And yes, when you get those results, we will have you on the show, okay? And we'll see if we can't get either Dr. McCullough or maybe Dr. McKiernan to come on as well and talk about the impact of that, because that's extraordinary, Lindsay. And thank you for your service. You really are just a servant, and it's humbling, amazing, inspiring to watch. How can people help you? Please pour out right now to this audience. Let us know
Yeah.
what we can do, where you want us to go, what type of help that you need. And guys, let's really bless Lindsay, okay? Let's bless Lindsay
Yeah.
today and all the people around her. She needs your support. And I hope that this impacts those of you who are watching, that you seeing a face, a story, a person, a soul behind those numbers, the VAERS numbers and the VSafe data, and these raw numbers, the case fatality rate that Ed Dowd talks about, and the disability rate that he talks about. All of those numbers are attached to people, to souls, to beings. They have dignity and value and worth. And I just hope, as we begin to present more of these people to you, that you guys, something will touch your heart, and that more and more of us will stand up and speak out and support these people and demand that our elected officials and our bureaucrats and the media, people who claim to be liberty loving, people who claim to be conservative, who claim to be Christians, right? acknowledge this, address it, and stop hiding it under the rug. So Lindsay, please let us know what we can do to help you.
Just share my stuff that I put out. You can go to my link tree. Please use the information. I have so many resources on the link tree, from research articles to, you know, toolkit is what I call it, anything, modalities that I use. So like supplements, vitamins, any new testing that you can think of. There's links, all kinds of links. There's also where you can donate. Also, just talk to your neighbor, talk to your, you know, family, kind of let them know what's going on, because they need to know. People need to know the truth. And I don't care if they want to hear it or not. They still need and deserve to know it regardless.
Can I tell a quick story? It was almost a year ago. I was traveling with my son. All my kids are volleyball players. And so we travel all over the country playing volleyball. You name it, we've gone there. And we were with one of the families at one of the tournaments. One of the dads just has had these terrible health problems, missing work, fatigue, muscle pain, a lot of the symptoms that you have described. Got to the point where it was almost debilitating, and he was going to have to leave work. He was going to have to go on disability. And there was one evening I was talking to his wife, and she's talking about, you know, everything that they've tried and all the different diagnoses and the doctors that he's seen. And you could just see the desperation. You could see how desperate they were. And so I just was like, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. And I said to her, I'm like, I think he might be vaccine injured, because I had asked her about, you know, when was his last vaccination? And I'm like, have you ever thought of vaccine injury? And it was like 30 seconds, 60 seconds, Lindsay. And you could see basically like just the gears turning and going and going. And it was literally the span of 5 minutes where the light bulb, I watched it happen in real time. The light bulb went on and she was amazed, bewildered, then angry. Then, I mean, you name it. I gave her all of the resources that I had, and they put him on a path, and he's doing much, 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 much better now that he's hooked up with holistic doctors and medical freedom doctors. But the point being, like, when you give people, when you open the door, it's like the floodgates open. When you give them permission to say the words, maybe it's vaccine injury, maybe it was a vaccine. When were you last vaccinated? How many times, right? There are so many people now who will wake up, but we have to be willing to say something, right? Mm-hmm. I learned a lesson there with that.
Yeah. Always speak up. I mean, the worst they can do is, you know, say no.
Right.
Or, you know, gaslight you, which we're so used to being gaslight. I mean, you can't hurt my feelings. I have none.
Oh, no, you have.
I'm just kidding. I do.
I know you do. I know that you do. You're just so amazing. Find Lindsay, Lyndsey. Make sure you get it spelled right so you can find her, RN at Linktree. You can find all of her information. Again, a wealth of information. She's done an enormous amount of research, not only relating to her journey and her health impacts, but also for other people as well. So you please use her as a resource and donate, support her, support React 19. It's react19.org. And follow her, of course, follow her journey at House Lindsay RN. Girlfriend, we're praying for you, fighting for you, anything you ever need, honestly, anything you ever need, you tell us. You have a venue here, you have a platform, whatever you need, you get it, okay?
Thank you. I love you, Shannon.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. And I know we're going to meet soon for sure.
Mm-hmm, okay. For sure.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us. Make sure that you support them. We will be back tomorrow to do it all again right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hello, world. Welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Konecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Konecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Konecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Konecta.